God? Now, where did he come from?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the shocking new book, Already Gone.
How do we know there's a God? When I ask that question in a typical church, the usual answer is, well, we just should accept by faith that God has always existed. Now, even though that's true, God's word commands us to give reasons for what we believe. Otherwise, non-Christians may think Christianity is a blind faith, and it's not. I often use the example of the president's sculpted heads on Mount Rushmore. I explain that they didn't get there by millions of years of wind and water erosion. It's so obvious someone used intelligence to carve them. Now consider our brain. It's far more complicated than the most advanced computer. Just as someone designed and constructed a computer, obviously a greater intelligence designed and constructed our brain. Nowhere in the world do we ever see information systems, such as machines, coming from disorder by chance. It always takes intelligence, which means information. The answer's in Genesis, in the beginning God.
Ken Ham provides many more answers to your questions about the Bible, including the book of Genesis, in a fascinating new CD. It contains 45 recent radio programs by Ken addressing a wide variety of topics. For some great listening, call and give a donation of any amount, and we'll send the CD to you. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS.